Hello and welcome to this week's fifth quarter podcast. Thank you for joining us, guys. I feel like I'm supposed to say something else. Need to check. Oh, right. So, guys, wow. We passed the milestone. We got over 100. We have now have over 100 total listens. So, kind of. Nah, I mean, I'm pretty happy. We're growing. More people are listening to it. So, if you're listening to this, continue listening to us. Trust me, it only gets worse. And recommend it to your friends. So, yeah. All right. Well, let's start off with our with a week 10 review, guys. I personally, there wasn't much. Like, there wasn't anything big from this week. Other than, yeah, there wasn't not much big news. Poor Dez. Dez Bryant got injured. Feel bad for him.
RIP.
Yeah. But yeah, just let's start off. So on Thursday night, Carolina loses to Pittsburgh 52-21. Hayden, is there anything you want to say about that game?
It's one of those games where you just got to move on. Thankfully, it's from an AFC opponent, so it doesn't hurt as much in the tiebreakers. I mean, that's all I have to say. I mean, a loss is a loss, no matter if it's by 31 or by 3. And that's all I have to say.
Oh, look at you trying to put it so eloquently and nicely.
But I will say something about the Steelers. Their offense definitely looks good. And you'll hear from them later in my power rankings. And you'll see how highly I value them.
Yeah, no, their defense is starting to, put it together. And that's going to be scary with the way their
also,
offense
shout
is playing.
Out to Christian McCaffrey for being the only competent Panthers player.
Shout out to James Conner for not doing much and getting concussed. Hopefully he's feeling all right. Where to Le'Veon Bell? They didn't show up.
And he's so not going to play
the end.
Ineligible.
End of his saga.
Hey man, he was a great Steelers running back, a beast, and hopefully wherever he goes, he's able to be as successful as he was in Pittsburgh. Because yeah, wherever he goes, he's not. It's going to be a team with a lot of money. And that's not very good, so I hope he has fun there.
And Johan, I just want to say thank you for taking Le'Veon off my hands in fantasy.
You know what? If I remember correctly, I'm ahead of you in our fantasy standings. So
I can still thank you for improving my team, okay? I'm giving you a compliment. I am thanking you, okay?
You're welcome.
Okay.
That's why I kicked your ass, too.
You're not thanking the right person
there. I kicked
actually,
your ass
yeah,
in fantasy,
Nick,
just
Nick
remember.
Nick was the one who got the three-way trade together. But
yeah, well, Nick screwed me over. But
Johan was the retarded person in that trade, so I have to thank him.
And I still kicked your ass with that stack team of yours, but that's a different story.
If my team's stacked, what can I do if they do bad? Nothing.
So, all right.
Maybe get
easy
better.
There.
Be a better fantasy owner. All right, moving on. New England
stop
lost
competing
to
centimeters.
Detroit lost to
Hold on. If I have to talk about the Panthers getting whooped, you have to talk about the Patriots getting whooped. So, what do you think?
I always say that a New England loss at this time of year to a lesser team doesn't really matter, just because it happens. Last year they lost to Miami. Time they struggled against.
You shit on the Panthers for losing to bad teams, but. All the Patriots.
Hey, bud, I just want you
to
know that.
Bad teams.
Hey.
The Lions, the Titans,
okay,
and the Jets.
Okay, but what does it matter? It doesn't matter. If you play, once you play the actual teams, look. We beat the Texans, right?
Oh,
granted,
no.
They weren't that kind of team. We beat the Chiefs. We beat the Bears. We beat the Packers. What else do you want us to look, I'm not worried. Because if anything, the only wins that matter to me, yeah, I wish they could beat the Titans. Titans are. They're the number one scoring defense, which is a shocker. But at the same time, Gronk's hurt. That kind of affects the offense. Sony Michel's just getting back. The team isn't at its peak. Now, do I think that New England – do I think this looks bad? Yes. How do you lose 34-10 to the Titans? Their offense was so bad before. But I guess they're getting it together.
I think you should worry about the seeding, though, because you guys
No. That – yes. The whole team in general, I'm not worried about. I'm not worried about New England. They're fine. Gronk's coming. Once Gronk's back, Sony Michel's back. He's back. Once he gets, back to the quality he was playing at, we'll be fine. But yes, this loss affects us because now we have to play Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, and we have to beat them if we want to have any chance to, one, not be playing a wild card game, because that first bye week is usually a rest week for New England, and it'd be I'd very much like them to have a bye again this year. So it's going to be important for them to win that game. And yeah, if they want to have any chance, and who knows, I highly doubt the Chiefs really slip up the way they've been playing. So yeah, if the Patriots want to have any chance at a first round bye, they're going to have to get this shit together.
I think the only contender to getting the one seed other than the Chiefs is the Chargers, just because they're in the same
division. They're one game off, yeah.
And they're one game off. I don't think the Patriots can get it, and I don't think that – I know this – I think the Steelers and Chargers do play each other, but the one tie for the Steelers could hurt them.
I just – yeah, for me, the Chiefs in the playoffs, man, I'm not – because Pat Mahomes is still so young in his career, if you get what I'm saying. I put young in you know, quotation marks, because he's second year. But this is first year as a starter, so – in the playoffs, everything's different. Granted, we'll be playing in
Andy
Arrowhead.
Andy Reid doesn't know what he... I don't know if you saw the gridiron.
Like, remember,
heights,
remember,
but
yeah,
Andy
yeah,
Reid.
Yeah, I did. I did. Yeah, I did. It was awesome. But granted, we all know that, you know, the Chiefs have had that a kind of Super Bowl quality team for the past few years. Even with Alex Smith. Hold up. Hey, Alex Smith
isn't a Super Bowl quality quarterback.
I know. No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. This is why it's different. But the thing is that
no one thought
the
Chiefs
were going
to win the Super Bowl the past few years.
No. Give me a second. They've had the quality kind of team. It's just that they've had certain spots that kind of, you know, don't help. Injuries to Jamal Charles or Alex Smith not playing to the quality.
Jamal Charles, he existed.
Their head coach not being that great.
Last year, like, think about it. The Chiefs, if it wasn't the Chiefs' defense, the Chiefs' defense this year, they're starting to play better. If they play, like... If you take Chiefs defense from like 2-3 years ago, when the Chiefs defense was what was running Kansas City, this team would be even more dangerous. What I'm saying is that Kansas City has always had the pieces, just something falls short. But this year is the year it's coming together. It's just, and playing in Arrowhead is gonna help. So that's why I think.
And yeah. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the Chiefs' defense getting better. I'll talk about that later in my power rankings, because I actually have stats to
back
that up. So,
tying it back to New England, like I said, for the team, I'm not too worried. But yes, you bringing up seeding, very important. Yes, I am very worried, because it looks like they're going to – the way they're playing, and that look, they play the Steelers, I want to say week 15, yes. That game's going to be very important if they don't lose again. In the AFC, they play the Vikings, which I don't know. That probably doesn't affect them. But
all I heard you say is you're not worried, and then you're very
no. I said I'm not worried for the team. I'm worried about them when it comes to seeding.
I mean, that's part of it, though.
No, but I'm not like
it's gonna make
no,
it
no,
tougher.
It is.
Are you? Wait, hold on. Are you concerned about Tom Brady at all?
No, because this always happens. The second half of the season, Tom Brady does not really ever play well. Usually that's when you have the run game kind of develop a little more. But against Pittsburgh or if bigger teams, yeah, he'll play well. I expect him to play well. Losing Gronk is a big loss. And so even if Gronk doesn't have the kind of quality season he's been having, having a player like Gronk out there is a big deal. If anything, somebody has to be responsible for Rob Gronkowski. It opens the field a lot more. Edelman also got hurt. So this bye week's going to be important. But, yeah, I'm not too worried. I don't want to play a wild card game, though. It scares me, because if – let's say it stays Kansas City. Let me look at the standings right now. If it stays how it is right now, the New England Patriots have to play the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm not too worried, right? But
– Bengals aren't going to make it.
Yeah, they're not.
But, okay, I get
you on. But, no, what I'm saying is, like, I don't want to play a wild card game. If it's not the Bengals, I thought the Chargers would end up being, but it's the Bengals.
Well, okay. Let's say you get past the Bengals. You'd be playing the Steelers on the road and possibly the Chiefs on the road
once
they get knocked off. That's tough. That is very tough.
I'm sorry. I should have thought. I thought that maybe Houston or somebody else would be the sixth, but luckily it's Cincinnati. So, but yeah, I'm worried. I don't like it. So.
Also, I want to point something else out. You're first, like, this kind of fluke loss happens every year, like to Miami. Losing to Miami, and Miami's not a fluke loss for Tom Brady. That happens a lot.
That is true. It's always...
Yeah, but they Miami handled them last year. I remember watching that game. It was like a Monday night
football. I did too.
Miami, hey, you're the one who just said a loss. It's a loss.
I know, but I'm saying, but it's a fluke loss. It's that's what I'm saying. Like it's a loss. It's a loss to not to a team that's not of New England's quality. New England's handled business against teams that there's that you know.
If something happens often, it's not a fluke.
That is true, but I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about losing to the Titans.
When our teams have pretty decent records, we can afford a fluke loss. It happens.
Like if New England loses this game, right? They're 7-3. If they run the table, what? They're 13-3. They lose one more game. Who are they going to lose to? They play the Jets twice. The Jets are a mess, bro.
The Steelers
and Vikings they could lose to, but it won't affect them as badly conference wise.
Maybe careful with Dolphins if Tannehill's back.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
There's a reason Tom Brady. Hang on. Tom Brady only has a losing record in three cities. Miami's one of them.
The Panthers.
Moving on. The Chicago Bears.
Actually, not.
Beat the Detroit Lions. Yeah. And Mitchell Trip.
I'm pretty sure.
Y'all.
But we won't get into that. We'll let Nick talk about Joe.
Mitchell
talk
Trubisky. About so this is – I'm only bringing this up because fantasy – yeah, because of fantasy football. So I didn't know this. Mitchell Trubisky has been the best quarterback fantasy-wise, which fantasy doesn't have to do with overall football. But it means – but if you're putting up fantasy points, usually means you're doing something well, unless you're Tyrod Taylor or Blake Bortles.
Tyrod, sorry.
But Mitchell Trubisky has been playing pretty well. I mean, 355, three touchdowns. I thought that that Tampa Bay game was going to be a fluke. Detroit's not – I thought that Detroit maybe look a little better, but they played – I don't know. Chicago's still 6-3.
They have a big game against the Vikings this week, so that – that'll be for the division lead at the after that. Right. So,
Chicago's has been looking pretty good. I mean, their offense is clicking, man. That was the only thing that was missing from that team. Just the great offense.
I don't trust them yet, though. I still don't trust them yet.
That's
we'll
fine.
See.
They're a young.
The division battle is going to be tough.
I mean, they're led by Mitch Trubisky. I mean, there's a younger quarterback and Matt Nagy, who's a rookie coach. So.
I mean, them going up against the Vikings, who were in the NFC Championship last year, and I think they're a more well-rounded team. And then, of course, Aaron Rodgers. It's not going to be easy for them to win the division.
So, moving on, the New Orleans Saints beat the Cincinnati Bengals 51-14. So badly that Cincinnati fired their defensive coordinator. So, they hired Hugh Jackson, special assistant to the head coach. Which, I'm pretty sure many jokes have been made, but hey. That position, man, sounds like a certain office position. Or sounds like a certain offense reference. Office reference. Oh, my gosh, I can't speak. The Saints continue to be amazing. Drew Brees, 265 and three touchdowns. Mark Ingram, 13 for 104. And Alvin Kamara, 12-56 and two touchdowns. That seems just lethal, and their defense is starting to play a little better, so they're starting to put it together, man. This team's looking like last year's team again. Do you guys think they stay one loss team this year?
No, I'd be shocked.
I mean, they play the Eagles, Falcons. And Panthers twice and the Steelers.
I know you're going to call me biased, but it's going to be very tough for them to beat the Panthers twice.
Including with the fact that they play the Steelers.
In the span of 3
weeks.
Yeah,
we got to play Steelers.
And the Steelers in between. Yeah. So
no, I think that their end of season schedule, man, it has been rough. I mean,
you can't play
Ravens,
that many
Vikings,
teams.
Rams. Yeah.
And no, there's no way they can play the Panthers twice, Steelers and Falcons, and not lose a game.
I think they will beat
the
Falcons. They're going to be at home.
I'm
not worried about the Falcons game. But for me, yeah, probably one of those Panthers-Steelers games.
I do think they only lose one more game. I think they're going to end 14-2.
they're looking impressive.
I hope they
the Cleveland Browns, guys. A third win.
Yes, this was my favorite.
Beating the
game
Falcons
of the week.
28-16. That was fun. I'm very
all the Falcons fans were so happy with their upcoming schedule. We're gonna get to 6-4, play the Saints. No. You're gonna get into 4-5, you're gonna lose to the Browns.
It's beautiful.
And it is beautiful.
Indy beats Jacksonville. Or the Colts beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 29-26.
Man, the Jaguars are just a sorry team now.
And we lost to that sorry team. Yeah, they're I don't know what's going on with them, man. I really thought that this year they were going to – you know, it reminds me. Hayden, do you remember like 2-3 years ago? They weren't good. They didn't make the playoffs. But do you remember Jacksonville was looking really good? Like it was Allen Robinson and Blake – like Blake Bortles had been a Pro Bowl contender or a Pro Bowl quarterback. Allen Robinson had a solid year. And I don't know if you did, but I remember when I did like just going into that season, I'm like, man, the Jaguars are probably going to be really good this year. And then they flopped like crazy a year
after. That was the year I picked them.
Oh, yeah. That was the year Nick picked them to go far. And they ended up just flopping.
I picked them to lose in the AFC Championship and they didn't make playoffs.
Yeah. So they still have the best pass defense, but total points, man, not the first. They're 10th. You're 10th in points allowed. So that defense is rough, and Jalen Ramsey's probably hating life. The Kansas City Kansas City Chiefs beat the Arizona Cardinals 26-14. I don't know how Arizona kept them to only 26 points. I thought this game would be over at halftime. So impressive, but I guess Arizona's.
I mean, it was 20-7 at halftime.
Yeah,
I guess it's a decent performance.
It was a comfortable win for the Chiefs. They were never in really any danger.
Yeah, I think if you're a Arizona fan, I guess it's a little better that you don't get pummeled. Man, the Buffalo Bills beat the New York Jets 41-10.
The Bills are the I don't know how the Bills have
Matt Barkley, a guy who was like a fourth stringer on the Buffalo Bills, 15 for 25, 232 yards, 2 touchdowns. LeSean McCoy played well.
The Bills are so bad, and they have 3 wins. I guess the Jets are worse now. So.
My ranking could indicate so.
Yeah, I mean, and then Josh McCown, 135, he completed half his passes, 135 yards and 2 picks. This team's disgusting, bro. Both these teams are trash.
Yeah.
And the Jets, I thought that the Jets had a decent defense to hold Buffalo, but. How do you give up 41 points to Buffalo? Although Buffalo's defense playing well didn't shock me. I also think that they're an underrated.
I believe that
they had scored on them like crazy.
I believe there were defensive touchdowns, so I don't think their defense actually surrendered 41, but they surrendered probably like 30.
So I'm just gonna say this: it's about damn time Nathan Peterman got cut. Good thing they finally did it like Monday night. So. The Washington Redskins beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 16-3.
This game,
Washington is still
we don't need to talk about this game.
Washington's still the first in the NFC East, man. I don't know. I did not think if you told me at this time of the season that Washington would be the number one seed, it'd be weird because I thought losing Kirk Cousins would affect them. I guess it did. Offensively, yes, it has, but their defense has been great. Although,
can I say something?
I was just gonna say, their defense has been solid, but
Buccaneers forced got 500 yards of offense.
Yeah, this game was not.
God damn it, Nick! That's what I was.
I know it was, but Johan's
the only team in the Super Bowl era to post over 500 yards of offense and score less than 2 points.
I didn't watch this game. I don't have time for these kind of shitty matchups. I'm kidding. We also hung out. Sunday, so none of us.
We don't have
time
for that.
What happened? Did anybody see anything, watch any highlights? Like, does anybody know what happened?
Sorry, we were watching Red Zone.
I know there was a bunch of missed field goals. All they showed in this game was missed field goals. I will say the Redskins only getting 16 is kind of bad.
Well, their offense isn't that great, but at the same time, if your defense.
The Bucs have probably the worst defense in the league, in my opinion.
Probably. Yeah,
I'm trying to look at these Tampa Bay stats. I'm trying to see what. Yeah, so out of three field goals field goal attempts. They only completed one field goal, but like
the Chargers took care of business against the Oakland Raiders.
I guess two picks, but that's such a weird score. Yeah, Chargers beat the Raiders, and John Gruden's still there.
There's not much to say.
Yeah, the Green Bay Packers beat the Miami Dolphins 31-12, and Aaron Jones
breakout game.
It's about damn time.
Breakout game.
Aaron Jones had 15 rushes for 145 yards, 9.7 yards per carry.
Just over his season average.
Which is...
Brock Osweiler was the leading passer in this game. 213
yards. You don't need to pass the ball. I have a stat for you. It's my team. Shut up, Johan. Shut up.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Aaron Rodgers is 42-10 when he passes the ball less than 30 times.
Wouldn't it be nice? Is it? Hold up. Mike McCarthy, man. I don't know how you didn't know that stat, but doesn't it kind of show how great it is when you play a balanced offense?
When you have a running game? Oh, like passing.
No. It's not even a running game. When you hand it off to a good running back.
Yeah.
When you finally give the carries to Talented. Look, man, 6.8 yards a carry for Aaron Jones over this season, and 7.1. Receiving yards. He only has 11 receptions. But at the same time, man, 7 yards basically per touch. So almost a first down. Must be
taking away my Aaron Rodgers.
Must be nice. Well, that's why you should have gotten Aaron Jones. But the Seattle Seahawks lost to the Los Angeles Rams 36-31.
They almost came won, back. Though. They Russell so Wilson and, got. Probably and I told you,
y'all were, oh my gosh, y'all saw how badly I wanted him to come back. I just love seeing Russell Wilson's comebacks. It's always fun. But the bigger loss, but I think the bigger loss has to be to the Rams by losing Cooper Kupp for the season. He was already injured earlier in the year, but losing Cooper Kupp, who's been a pretty good receiver. I mean, 40 receptions, 566 yards, and 6 touchdowns. He was a big part of their attack. They have a really talented offense, and he's been really good for them. So it's been a pretty big loss. But Josh Reynolds, I guess, could step in. His like one game where he played a full game, he did all right. So who knows?
I mean, they still have two solid receivers.
With the Cooks.
And I mean, they still have the best running back in the NFL. So. There's not. It's not like this offense doesn't lack talent.
Yeah. They'll be fine.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Shut up.
Philadelphia Eagles 27-20.
I will say this game surprised me. I did not think the Eagles would lose this. I don't know.
Bro, Zach Ertz had 14 catches for 145 and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, you can thank Matt for giving him to you.
41 points.
You can thank Matt for your team being a lot better.
So I take advantage of others. What can I say?
All right, well, back to the actual game. Don't take that out of context. Look, I wasn't watching this game. I had other things I was doing Sunday night.
I watched it. It was a defensive battle in the first half, and then
the end of the third quarter rolled around.
Halfway. Yeah, and then became
so if you had to – so I can give you a summary statistically. I can give you a statistical summary of this game. And that's just to... Zeke and Zach Ertz are beasts. That's Zach Ertz.
The number one tight end for Tevin Coleman.
So, guys, I feel like we're obligated to talk about this. Are the Cowboys – do they have a chance to make it to the playoffs?
Nope.
I mean, I don't know.
Do you trust the Redskins to hold on to the division?
No, I don't even no, because I think that maybe Philly gets together at some point.
I thought they would get it together.
I thought they'd get it, but remember how I told you like earlier in the year that injuries and stuff, man. I thought that they're called
healthy
it.
Though, aren't they?
I mean, Jay Ajayi's out, so that's a big loss.
I mean, I think we all called them struggling a little bit, but we all had them making
it to
the
playoffs.
Yeah,
we did. I also thought that they were going
to
be some sort of Super Bowl threat.
But now to go 10-6, they have to have to finish the season 6-1 to go 10-6.
Look, they're 2 games behind Washington. They still have a game against the Saints, Redskins.
Don't they play Washington twice?
Yes, they play Washington twice. the Saints, the Cowboys, Rams, and Texans. They have a hard schedule.
So technically, technically, the division is still in their hands if they win out. They just got to – if they run the table, maybe – and I would probably – I don't know if 10 and 6 could get them in. I don't know how the Redskins are going to do the rest of the year. But, I mean, they're in control of their own destiny, and yeah. – I guess that's a positive you can say about that.
I mean, look, they're both the Eagles and the Cowboys are a game and a half back from the wild card. But, I mean, you still have Green Bay there as a threat. You still – Seattle's, you know, for the most – I mean, I guess they lost, but they're still – they're looking pretty – I mean, Seattle's looking like a decent team.
I think there's a very real chance a team – like going 9-7 or 9-6-1 sneaks into.
I like it to include that 9-6-1, but
yeah, for the Vikings and Packers, you got to include that. I mean, which is surprising to me because I thought the NFC would be the superior conference, but this year,
let me tell you something.
You could argue the AFC is the better conference.
Tampa Bay and Detroit are three games behind, which is a lot at this point of the year. But I mean, the wild card in the NFC is going to be really tight, so it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a tight battle for that last spot. Unless the Panthers start struggling, I would say they have a good lead on that fifth or the first wild card spot. But that last spot's going to be a pretty big battle.
Do we even need to talk about the next game?
I didn't even watch this game, either. To be honest. The UNC game was on at the same time, so I watched that instead. This game just – it's probably the worst game, or worst Monday night game.
I mean, ever. No, it wasn't ever. I mean, it was a high scoring game. You got Eli Manning clutch touchdown. But so New York Giants beat the San Francisco 49ers 27-23. Both teams are now 2-1 teams, except the Giants are now 2-7, and the San Francisco 49ers 2-8. Both still trash. But Eli Manning,
the Giants have both their wins.
Yeah,
on the road.
Look, man, vintage Eli leading it down for a game winning pass. He's still not a Hall of Famer. I don't care. Screw Eli Manning in so many ways.
He's not okay. That's just bias right there.
Oh no,
Eli Manning's
much.
Not a Hall of Famer.
But yeah,
he totally is. If you win two Super Bowls and you're the MVP of both of those, you're a Hall of Famer.
Joe Flacco, Hall of Famer. He won one and was the MVP.
He won one.
Although
not two.
I'll give him that, it's still the craziest. I still think, oh my gosh, that playoff Joe Flacco. Whew, that man is one of the nicest quarterbacks I've ever seen. Playoff Joe Flacco.
He has
playoff
to get
Joe
back
Flacco.
There,
so no, that's the thing. If they ever got back to the playoffs with Baltimore, if their defense, oh my gosh, they're so good. If they got to the playoffs and Joe Flacco played like that all the time, he'd maybe be elite and earn his contract. But Saquon, 20 for 67, and then 4 receptions for 33 yards. But Odell, 4 receptions, 73 yards, 2 touchdowns.
I feel like we put it.
Yeah, this is
game.
Okay. Let's not talk about it.
Mullins had 40 pass attempts. You're not winning a game.
39.
I'm rounding.
All right. So on the bye week last week were the Baltimore Ravens, Denver Broncos, Houston Texans, and Minnesota Vikings. All right. Now it is time for Players of the Week, guys. Not only Players of the Week, but are. That's a lot of damage, Players of the Week. Not presented by Phil Swift and not sponsored by Flex Tape, Flex Seal, Flex Cover, and all other Flex family of products. But Phil Swift, if you're listening to this, please do sponsor us. We'll very much accept it. So, Hayden, you want to go first?
Sure. Nicholas Chubb is my player.
I like how you called him Nicholas Chubb. That's what I was going to call him.
That, 92-yard touchdown run?
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome. Especially against the Falcons.
Isn't it, if I'm correct, the longest in Browns history?
Yep.
I watched the Spanish commentary for that run. It was really good. I liked it.
But, I mean, it's kind of funny to see a UGA player just disappoint Falcons fans with that long touchdown run. Because I bet a lot of them like Nick Chubb. But, yeah, I mean, ran 20 carries, 176 yards, and 1 touchdown. I mean, the Browns made a great trade getting rid of Carlos Hyde.
Yep.
So it's working out for them.
I guess I can go next since Hayden's player and this player were on my fantasy teams. Not that fantasy really has to matter for this podcast, even though I'm kind of included because fantasy's awesome. My player of the week was Zeke Elliott, 19 rushes, 151 yards, and a rushing touchdown. Bias. How was it biased? And then 6 receptions for 36 yards and a touchdown. I mean, I think that I hope Dallas figures out that the key to their offense is just give it to Zeke. Just give it to him. Just give it to him. Doesn't matter. Give him 30 touches. He'll find a way. It'll help his offense. So, the Philadelphia Eagles were one of the best running defenses, 7th in the league in rushing yards allowed. So, impressive game by Zeke.
Nick, how about you're dumb?
No, we all agree that they are. They're an accident waiting to happen. Word to Stephen A.
Yep. let's see. I'm trying to decide between my two. I'll go with Drew Brees.
Drew Brees.
22 for 25, 265, and 3 touchdowns. 1 touchdown for every incompletion.
Pretty incredible.
And his offense put up 51.
Yeah. That Saints team, man, they're scary.
Okay, wait, I take that back. I forgot that Ben Roethlisberger kicked the shit out of the Panthers this week. Ben Roethlisberger, 22 of 25, 328 yards, 5 touchdowns.
Hey, what about that defense?
Almost 2 touchdowns for every incompletion.
I can defend the defense a little bit.
Your defense can't defend, though.
Yeah.
The defense, well, okay, they can defend just once.
You're doing a better job defending than they're defending.
Teams get in the red zone at the 4th lowest rate against the Panthers, but it's just the fact they score at the second.
You don't need to be in the red zone to score, though. I don't think. How many times did the Steelers score in the red zone? They had at least 2 40-plus yard touchdowns.
I'm not just talking about the Steelers game, but I mean the Panthers red zone defense, and I know this isn't part of this segment, but I still have to defend them. It's going to get better, so that's all I have to say.
Says who? It could get worse.
There's too much talent.
Oh, man. All right, well, moving on. I think we should... Hayden, do your shit.
So the other two guys are too much of a pussy to continue to bring a segment every week. So I'll hold it down.
I'll do mine. I'm doing mine.
NFL power.
There's no point in me doing one because mine doesn't change. Mine isn't going to change this week.
So I believe I do have 2 new teams entering my power rankings this week.
All right, well.
And starting off at number 5.
Yes, you didn't have to. Hold up, Nick. I just want to say he did it. Yeah, it's going to be – first of all, it's going to be Panthers 5, Panthers 4, Panthers 3, Panthers 2. No, Panthers 3, then Chiefs 2, then Rams 1 because he has to or else he'd get kicked off. He can have – the Panthers can be everywhere else. I can care less. You're biased. But realize how he didn't come with that – the best power rankings and sponsored by me.
I said the official power rankings.
Well, they're unofficial. NFL. All right.
All right, so I can get on to it.
No.
So one of the newcomers to the power rankings is the Los Angeles Chargers. To be honest, in my opinion, they're quietly one of the best teams in the league. You really don't see too many people talking about them on national.
Have
TV.
You seen their amount of fans that show up to their games? That's why.
I was about to say, yeah, they have 2 total fans. So if I don't include them on the list, I'm not going to get yelled at because no one's watching them play.
Do you know a Chargers fan?
Yes.
But okay. Continuing on, their only 2 losses are actually to some really good
teams.
The Rams and the Chiefs.
The Rams and the Chiefs, sorry. I don't know what I said, the Rams and the Rams.
Of course, Melvin Gordon and Phillip Rivers are having career years. Phillip Rivers, this is one of his best seasons. Melvin Gordon, I don't know if he's had a season better than this. But I would say the thing holding them back is they don't have a great win yet. Their best win is probably at Seattle, but Seattle's not as good as what they're used to be. So, I mean, they play the Steelers and the Chiefs again. So if they can get one of those wins, that'd be huge in proving that they're a good team.
Man, I think that once Joey Bosa gets back, it's going to be go time from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
That's going to be good.
They can definitely challenge the Chiefs in that division.
Melvin Ingram, Joey Bosa.
No doubt.
Yeah. That division is still for the taking for them. I mean, they just have to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, they're just one game back.
Just beat the one seed is right there for them.
They have the second best record in the AFC right now.
It's just that
7-2. It's just they're in the same division.
So you guys think they're ever going to change it to where just the sixth best?
Hello.
The sixth best teams in the
They should,
but they're not going.
The NFL's stubborn. They value winning a division too much.
Which I think is this year's gonna be is gonna it indicates like.
One I of think those... the fairest way to do it, and which would be a good middle ground, would be if you win your division, you get in, but you're not guaranteed a home playoff game. I think that's the fairest way.
I think that'd be cool. I don't know, man.
Four division winners, two wild cards.
We've just seen enough division winners that don't deserve a home game.
I'll agree with that, but we are getting a little sidetracked. So I do want to move on to the other new team that made the list, and that's the team that put the beat down on the Panthers on Thursday night. And I mean, the way they tore apart the Panthers defense, it hurt me a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. But the AFC, if they weren't watching that game, they should be on notice, because the Steelers are back to who we thought they were. And of course they had the slow start, but they've won 6 of their last 7 games. And I mean, they really don't need Le'Veon. James Conner is going off. He's probably a top 5 running back this season in the league. He's got 10 rushing touchdowns, 11 total touchdowns. So, I mean, if you're in the AFC, if you have the Chiefs, the Patriots, or the Chargers, you need to watch out for this team, because they could easily make it to the Super Bowl, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Can I just mention that when it comes to this defense, since losing to the Baltimore Ravens in week 4, they've only allowed over 20 points. They haven't allowed over 21 points.
So, yeah.
The defense is playing well, and the offense is as elite as ever.
The offense is clicking now. They know how to play with James Conner. Of course, their receivers are always stacked. Big Ben has been more consistent playing at home and on the road. So, just dang. I mean, the AFC is looking pretty good. Nick, I don't know if there's anything you want to add on to.
Steelers are a good team.
Right. Analysis right there.
Moving on to number 3.
There are 31 points superior than the Panthers.
Moving on to number 3. I have the Kansas City Chiefs. And the offense has been hot all year. But I do want to talk about the defense a little bit. Since the Patriots game, they've only allowed 17 points per game, which I would consider to be pretty good. That's 4 games that they've allowed opponents to around 17 points a game, which compares to their first 6 weeks, they were allowing 28.1 points per game. So their defense has been getting a little better. One thing I do have to say about their defense is they allow the 4th most yards per game, 289 pass yards, 121 pass yards, which we can all agree is pretty bad. But the silver lining is that they're playing bend but don't break defense. Before, they were breaking and allowing teams to drop 30 and 40 points. Now they're playing tough when they need to, which is the sign of a good team. And, I mean, if they can keep it up with their defense improving every week, I think they're going to be very tough to beat.
With this caliber of offense, all you need is bend. I want to say I've been saying it.
If you have an elite offense, all you need is a bend but don't break defense.
I mean, everybody wants to have an elite defense, but with this caliber, I mean, look, you can't shut down the Kansas City offense. They're just too talented everywhere. So all you need is your defense to make just one stop. We'll talk about their next game later, but when it comes to games like the Rams game, it's just gonna be just one stop. That's all you need. So
I mean, if you allow a team to get down the field, just make sure they don't get in the end zone every time. Make them kick some field goals. And that sets up your offense, especially their offense, in a good position to win.
Yeah, because this is one of those offenses that is, for the most part, it's a guaranteed 3 points. So.
Yeah, exactly. Like, when the Chiefs get the ball on offense, they're going to score most of the time.
I agree with this. It took me a second to wonder why you had the Chiefs at 3, but I don't know why that I didn't think about it.
Let's see where the two teams in front of him are really good. Let's see where he has these two teams organized.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting where he has them.
Well, okay. You know how I ranked them last week? They're pretty much a coin flip. If I diverted from what I did last week, then the power rankings make no sense. So I'm going to stay firm.
I think at number two. I was going to say. No, I'll let you finish.
There has to be some logic in my power rankings. If I switch the teams now, there's no
logic. No, I got you. I'll tell you why I personally would have put them two. Even though last week's rankings, I still would have had it Saints 1, Rams 2. But I'll tell you why if I would have flipped them for sure this week.
All right, so the Saints, I can't dispute, they're probably the hottest team in the league right now. So, I mean, they beat a pretty decent Bengals team on the road. Of course, they won that 51-14. And they now have the highest scoring offense in the league with 36.7 points per game. So I know they didn't have that. I don't know who they passed, but I know they didn't have the highest scoring offense before, and now they do. The 51 points helps. Drew Brees is playing at an MVP level, and to be honest, you're not doing the MVP rankings, but I think he has a chance to win it. He could steal it from Patrick Mahomes, and I wouldn't be surprised. He's got like 20-1 in interceptions.
I can look it up for you real quick.
But, I mean –
Him and Rodgers each only have one.
Yeah, 21-1. 21-1, sorry.
If he continues that, it's going to be tough to keep him away, especially, I don't know how the – it might come to how both teams finish the season. That might be how they do the tiebreaker. But the defense has played well outside of three games, the Falcons, the Rams, and the Bucks game. Those three teams, I would say, have really good offense.
Only allowed 23 points the most points allowed other than those three games is 23.
But so what I did is I took those three games out, and the remaining six teams that they've played, they've only allowed 18.7 points per game. So I did a little math for this. So you guys should appreciate that.
It's appreciated.
18.7, I would consider that to be pretty good. Like that's if you take that 18.7 and put that in the list of average points per game defenses allowed, that's probably top five. But going back on that, they've allowed the Saints, Rams, and Bucks to all go off on them, so they still need to prove they can contain an elite offense, and I think that's their next step into being a completely dominant team. Of course, they can win with their offense. They can win the shootouts, but if they can contain other elite offenses that they're probably going to face in the playoffs, maybe the Super Bowl, it's going to be tough to beat them. So that's what I have to say about the Saints.
You said 18.7 because if you did, that would put them. Dallas is at third. I don't know who's second.
But if you were to insert 18.7, where would they be? But it's definitely top five.
Ooh, their defense? Yeah, they'd be third. They'd be third because Baltimore's 17.8. So yeah, they'd be third if you took away those three games.
But I mean, you can't just ignore those three games because the Falcons, Rams, and Bucks all put a lot of points on them. The Falcons put over 40. The Bucks put over 40. The Rams put 30. But against where they should contain, they've been doing it, which I think is a good sign. So with that, the Rams are the remaining team, and I kept them number one. For me, like, you could argue the Saints should have probably hopped over the Rams, but how I do my power rankings, now I said it last week, is if these teams were to play, and I would favor the Rams to beat the Saints, even though they already played this year. I don't think the Saints can beat them again. So
using your, I'd use your logic against you.
You like could definitely use my logic against me, but
I'll use it in a sec. I'll tell you in a second why.
Okay, but my reasons for the Rams, I think they're the most well-rounded offensive team in the NFL. Yeah, they lost Cooper Kupp, but the amount of offensive playmakers they have on their team, like, they can survive it, and they're going to be just fine. Todd Gurley, Jared Goff. You still have Brandon Cooks, who's a solid receiver. I mean, it's going to be tough to contain them, even with them not having Cooper Kupp. But this is another team, and I've talked about the defense for the past couple teams. The defense does worry me with this team. They've been pretty unreliable the past couple weeks. They allowed 45 to the Saints, which isn't good. You shouldn't allow a team to drop 45 on you. And 31 to the Seahawks, which I don't think is a great offensive team. But once they get Aqib Talib back, I do think that'll help them out. And they have the talent to be a top defense in the NFL. And if it all comes together, which I think it probably will at some point, once they get everything figured out, they get a Aqib Talib back. I mean, that I think they win the Super Bowl if that happens, and that's why I have them as my number one team in the NFL.
Yeah, I was just going to say Cooper Kupp injury would have put me down too. They didn't lose. Let's not act as if like they lost. I just think that that's going to, as I already said, that it's not going to be that too bad of a loss. They have so many playmakers, but I do think that losing a player like him, who would be a solid receiver anywhere, I think it kind of impacts the team. So,
and like I focused on the defenses for these three teams, and going down into the rest of the season, the defense for each of these teams is what's going to separate them going into the playoffs, going into a playoff run, winning a Super Bowl. It's going to be the defenses that win these teams, that put them above the other teams in their conference.
Yeah.
So if they can get the defense down, because we all know their offenses are really good, they can get the defenses down, man, they're going to be tough to beat.
All right. So just give us a quick
So quick recap, the Chargers coming in at 5, Steelers at 4, Chiefs at 3, Saints at 2, and the Los Angeles Rams at number 1.
Sorry. All right. Well, that was I guess our review for week 10. Now moving on to, we're just going to do picks can pick them for week 11. Y'all ready?
Si, senora.
Go for it.
All right. Thursday night football on Fox with Joe Buck and the other guy on call. Packers play the Seahawks. The 4-4-1 Packers face the 4-5 Seahawks in Seattle. Should be a fun game, I think.
The Seahawks are 2.5-point favorites at home.
If I had to pick this game, I'm gonna take the Seahawks.
Ooh.
I'll let Nick go ahead because I'm struggling with this one. I'll let Nick go ahead and pick the Packers.
I mean, I'm going to pick the Packers. The Packers have dominated the Seahawks the past three times they've played.
I just
do you have their last two matchups scores? I can find them real quick. Yeah, I can grab them. The score shows.
So yeah. I mean, this game.
Oh,
and hey, I'll go through my thought process. While Johan.
17. Green Bay beat Seattle 17-9 last year, and the year before 38-10. So Green Bay's kind of had their and 27-17 the year before. So last three matchups, Green Bay's beat them.
Yeah. I mean, both teams seem different this year though. The Seahawks aren't as good. I don't think the Packers are as good as what they were in the past couple of years. This game is a coin flip. I'm gonna say Aaron Rodgers pulls it out. He's on my fantasy team. So
see, that's why I picked. I think Russell Wilson wins this game for them.
And it could very well happen. Like I said, it's a coin flip. Vegas thinks it's a coin flip.
A resurging Seahawks team. I mean, look, they're probably not going to make the playoffs because of their schedule, but they look like a solid team now compared to how they look. And
this
it's
is
the
a
second
big
half.
Game because the loser is going to have a tough time getting into the playoffs.
I just think that
4-5, either
Seattle,
4-6,
the,
or 4-5.
The loser of this game doesn't make the playoffs. Yeah.
This is Seattle second half of the season. It's usually when they're at their best. So I'm going to take Seattle this game.
All right.
So I took Seattle. I didn't hear who y'all picked. I took Seattle. Hayden, you took.
I said the Packers. Both picked the Packers.
All right. Moving on, the Atlanta.
I'd also like to say the Seahawks have one of the worst run defenses in the NFL. So
another Aaron Jones breakout.
Aaron Jones
should be fun.
Aaron Jones, 200, please.
Moving on, the Dallas Cowboys travel to Atlanta, and face the Falcons here.
The Falcons are 3.5-point favorites.
It says 3 for me, but yeah.
But I just want to say the Cowboys are not playing a primetime game. Everyone, this is a 1 o'clock game, so. Enjoy it while you can. They won't be forced down your throat.
Is this a shootout or not? This is just I just want to know.
No.
Because for what it's worth, Atlanta's
going to be like a 28-26.
Atlanta's offense has been pretty good this year. I mean, they're 8th in points per game. It's just that
the Cowboys have a respectable defense.
They have. I mean, they're third. They're third in points allowed. I mean, This is a solid. This is a top 10 defense, other than third down percentage, which I mean, I don't really look at that, but passing, rushing, and total yards. I mean, they're a solid defense. It's just to me, I don't know if this game has the potential of a shootout. I'm worried because the Cowboys' offense, I don't think, is built for a shootout. They're a run heavy offense. Yeah. They should be a run. If the Cowboys
are going to win this game, they're going to have to keep it in the mid to low 20s.
Yeah, they have to slow it down and just feed Zeke. And I mean, this Atlanta rushing defense, their run defense is 21st, allow 120 yards. So they could run it. For me, if this game becomes a shootout, I'm going to take the Falcons just because they're just talented. They're really good Falcons on offense. If
the Falcons score 30 points, they're going to win the game because the Cowboys aren't scoring 30.
I think the Falcons could probably score – if the Falcons even score 24, they probably win this game.
I don't know. If they score 24, I think it's very close.
Because the Cowboys are the type of offense where they need to play slow. It needs to be through Zeke. Just feed Zeke. I don't know why they don't notice that. But they just need to feed Zeke, and I don't know.
I agree with Hayden. If the Falcons can put up 30, they're gonna win. Right. I don't think Dak is capable of putting up 30.
I'm gonna take the Falcons at this one.
This is another coin flip. As much as I hate to say it, if I'm betting on this game, I'm gonna take the Falcons. But I do think it's going to go either way. All
right. So both of y'all take the. Well, I think all three of us took the Falcons.
Yep.
All right, moving on. The Cincinnati Bengals play the Baltimore Ravens. I don't see a line, so
three and a half.
Yeah, I'm taking the Ravens in this one. I mean, you fire your defensive coordinator. Too. Your offense stunk against what has been, you know, an all right defense for the most part, but pretty solid against non high scoring teams. Yeah, I'm taking the Ravens in this one.
Same.
Hopefully, I kind of want to see if Lamar Jackson plays. I think it'd be interesting if he played.
And then horribly underthrow a pass. But.
Or Joe Flacco just misses him. I think it'd be cool to see him play. I think he was pretty good in college. He's an exciting player. Moving on, Panthers-Lions. Panthers, it says 4-point favorites to me. I don't know what it says for y'all.
We'll go with yours.
Yeah, I'm taking
I will say, if Colin Cowherd's right on one thing, is when a team gets embarrassed on primetime, they always respond the next game and play really well. So I think that's what happens
here. Damn, why couldn't New England play on primetime? but yeah, I'm taking Carolina on this one. Not only for the embarrassing part, but I just think that they're better than the Lions. I mean, I still don't know why the Lions gave up Golden Tate. But
who knows?
NFL GMs have a job for a reason. All right, moving
they
on.
They're an enigma.
Titans, Colts. The Titans are 5-4. Colts 4-5. To me, it says the Colts are 2-point favorites at home. I'd be very embarrassed if the Colts beat the Titans after New England losing to the Titans.
God, that's this is another coin flip game.
Yeah, this game, man. This game should be fun.
I don't know. To be honest,
If the Tennessee offense shows up. I think if the Tennessee Titans played at home, I could see this being leaning more towards Tennessee's side just because I think that their defense at home could probably handle. I mean, Andrew Luck's been playing solid this year. I mean, they have a solid defense, so I think that they'd be able to handle Andrew Luck a little more. Away. I think their offense is the only thing that worries me. If the Colts put up points, I don't know if Marcus Mariota could match up. But, I think this just falls on how Tennessee's defense plays. So, I'm going to take the Titans on this one. I think that
I'll pick the Colts.
Two of us think the Titans, one thinks the Colts. All right.
Moving on. Oh, man. Buccaneers-Giants.
Skip. Giants are going to win. Skip. Skip.
Yeah. So the Giants are favored by 1.5.
Don't waste
half.
Breath on this game.
No. I'll just say this, man.
Yeah, the Giants win.
How do you have such a, like, for such a solid offense, man. The Buccaneers are just so bad on defense. But then the Giants aren't good at anything, but their offense should be able to put up against the worst defense in the league. So, okay, please, so y'all.
I don't want
to. You've wasted too much air on this.
I'm sorry. Hey, Saquon and Odell. Next. I'm taking the Giants.
Next.
Moving on to what should have been an AFC
Pittsburgh,
championship.
Pittsburgh, Jacksonville. Yeah,
what should have been an AFC championship preview.
This game actually was a primetime game, so thankfully the NFL came.
Yeah, they flexed it. Yeah, I'm taking the Steelers on this one.
Same.
Steelers.
Although,
I'm taking over this announcing job. Ben, Johan, you're going too slow.
No.
We have a consensus pick here on the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right. Next up,
Texans,
we're going to the
Redskins.
Houston Texans versus the Washington Redskins being played in Washington.
Redskins are actually 2.5-point underdogs, which is surprising.
Yeah, it says 3-point for me.
So, wow, I'm actually surprised by that.
I'm taking the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I'm taking the Texans.
I'm going to roll with the Texans. They're going to be on their way towards the one seed in the AFC.
Yeah.
They're not looking bad, though, okay? They're going to win the division.
Redskins offense is good. All right, moving on. Broncos playing the Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers.
Yep, easy.
Chargers.
Yep. Playing the neutral site game.
Ew, Raiders, Cardinals next. Cardinals next.
God, such a
Cardinals.
Gross game. I'm going to go with the
Cardinals.
Raiders to be different.
All right, Eagles, Saints.
I mean, as much as I want the Saints to lose,
Saints.
I do think the Eagles will cover.
Wait, you want the Saints to lose?
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Man, I never would have guessed.
But Eagles are 8.5-point underdogs. I do think they probably keep
it close. That's really big.
I think they keep it closer than that, but I can't pick against the Saints.
I don't.
No, I think that's just really big.
I'll bet the Saints and the over.
No, I'll still take the Saints, but that's really big. Moving on to a divisional matchup.
That's what she said.
That has high stakes. Vikings play the Bears.
Ooh. It's being played in Chicago, so I'm taking the Bears.
For me, the Bears are 2.5-point favorites. I don't know if you guys mentioned that.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I was about to mention it.
The Vikings, I think, will win this game. Like I said earlier in the podcast, I don't trust the Bears yet. If the Bears win this and go to 7-3, I might start coming around. But as of this moment, I'm going to say the Vikings win this game.
The only reason this game is so hard to pick is because the Vikings defense just hasn't showed up. And the Bears defense is playing a lot. Bears offense has been playing a lot better than we all expected. So this could be a shootout.
I still don't trust Mr. Trubisky.
I don't either.
Nick, did you pick the Vikings? I wasn't listening.
I picked the Bears.
Oh, okay.
You know,
it's in Chicago, and the Bears play well at
home. That's right. Johan?
I think
the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I think Kirk Cousins is able to have a decent game on this one. I think they'll be able to just, pass offense is kind of their weakness. So, I think that Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen will be able to have a big game.
Just
have
say
big
it.
Games. So, yeah, it's the Vikings.
Okay. So, with that,
moving
the Vikings
on
would take the lead
to
in the division.
Probably the game of the year. I'm so excited about this.
This game's going to be great, of course.
This game is going to be great.
The Chiefs versus the Rams, they moved it from Mexico City due to the field conditions.
Pitch conditions.
The line, so we won't conditions. Say the line because the line's actually messed up because they haven't adjusted it for the home field that the Rams are going to get.
But they're projecting 63 points, which I think is really, really
that's like
still
the
low.
Highest in like oh, like
which is still
kind of
low,
which
man.
Is still low, yeah.
Yeah. So,
man, this game's gonna be great. Of course, you guys both know how I feel about these teams. I have one at ranked number one and one ranked at number three.
Yeah, I mean, look, potential Super Bowl match or potential Super Bowl preview, man. It's gonna be a great game.
Yeah. I'm picking the Chiefs though.
Pat Mahomes, 31-7. Man, he's been playing so good.
I'm going to say the Rams pull it out, but it's going to be close.
Yikes. You know, this is so hard to pick.
Take us through your thought process so it's not a dead silence.
Okay. So, here's the thing, man. Like, Kansas City's both offenses are great, and there's no lack of weapons. But I just – something in me thinks that one of the Rams' elite play, like one of their playmakers on defense is going to make an elite play that I think settles this game. Like, Pat Mahomes isn't, like, we're not going to say he's going into some, he's not going into some, like, this isn't Arrowhead. He's not going into some environment, which is home, but he's not going into some bad environment. That's why, like, him as a rookie, this is probably, or him as a second year, this isn't, like, the biggest, like, this game is the biggest of his career, but it's not too bad on that part, that it's, you know, on a, it's kind of on a neutral site, if you get what I'm saying, right? But part of me thinks that at some point, either Sue, Donald, or fuck, Peters needs to do something.
Uh-huh.
I think one of them has to make a play, is going to end up making a play to win this. I think that it's going to be a high-scoring, fun game. We're all going to love it.
Monday Night Football actually has a big game. The NFL always screws them, but they did them right this time.
But I think that this game is going to be really high scoring. But I think at the end, I think the Kansas City Chiefs lose 31-35 after either a big play by somebody on their defense. I think that one of them just makes a big play and wins it at the end of the game. So,
yeah. All right, so both me and you are on the Rams, and I believe Nick said he's picking the Chiefs. We don't really get an explanation, but he's wrong.
Solid week of football. Couple of good games. I mean, Packers Seahawks is going to be good.
A couple of good Thursday night games in a row, at least on paper.
Yeah, Texans Redskins. I mean, if I might actually go. I might think about going to that game. I'm going to DC this weekend, so I don't know. I might consider
it. No fans go to the games.
Yeah, I might consider going. I mean, and then Eagles Saints Vikings Bears Chiefs Rams.
I think Falcons. That's a good slate of games. Actually, a game I would probably watch if the Panthers weren't all at the same time.
Yeah. So yeah, solid week of games after, I guess, not so great week. But yeah, so that's this week's podcast. Thank you for listening, guys. We thank you for your support. Continue listening, share to friends, and yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Like, subscribe, leave a review. I mean, we're on a lot of platforms: Apple, Google, Spotify. And if you need a link and you have some way to contact me, I'll send it to you. I'll help you so you can listen. So thank you guys for listening. This has been this week's podcast, and next week's Thanksgiving, so next week's podcast is going to be a little, I guess, weirder, because
it'll be interesting. We'll probably have to do a short podcast for next
week. Because I don't know how many people are actually going to listen to it, seeing as, you know, there's Thanksgiving games and the weekend's going to be, but yeah, we'll worry about that next week. Thank you for listening. Enjoy Rams Chiefs if you really like football. That game's going to be amazing. Everybody should watch it if you like football. It's going to be so much fun. So, yeah.